Called a different number.
Nine.
We called it yesterday, remember? They said they weren't open yet, right? And then we got cut off. We got
1-0
knocked off the air.
Maybe they heard that we were going to call again.
Is that it?
They changed it.
They changed their phone number?
Oh, not those guys. Oh, man.
Not those Nimrods.
Oh, Don and Mike, okay, but not Bob and Carl. No.
Idiots. Okay.
Not the guys with the Leisure Museum.
Yeah, the Leisure Museum. The world-renowned Leisure Museum.
Starring Wayne Newton. This week only.
Hang on. Let's see what we get here. I called the other number yesterday, and we got the recording saying they opened at 8. So yeah. We waited until around... We were going to wait till like this time.
Right, this time yesterday we were off the air.
We were off the air.
We reached Time Herald Record Newspaper Office. If you want to leave a message for Paul Brooks, John Milgram, or Bob Raymond, do so for deep. If you're looking for classified or advertising, call 1-800-295-2181. Thanks.
What happened to sports?
Yeah, hello. Hello, we're calling from WEEX Radio here in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania.
Hello.
And we'd like to talk to an editor, perhaps. We're trying to get some information about the Black Diamonds baseball team that's playing up in your area that's supposed to be playing down here starting next season, and we're kind of getting a runaround for people down here. So if possible, could you please return the call at area code 610-330-0270? 610 area code 330-0270. Let me try that other number again. Hold
okay.
on. Because we got through to it yesterday.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We got them. All it said was call back after 8. And now suddenly it's like your call cannot be completed as dialed. What the hell?
Your call did not go through. Please try your call again.
Conspiracy.
What the hell is going on here? First, I can't get Danny the Wonder Pony, because he's busy.
Uh-huh.
Now the stupid newspaper. Hold on. Let me try it.
He's back in the saddle again.
Good morning.
Is this Danny the Wonder Pony?
Yes, it is, sir.
Good morning. This is WEEX Radio. How are you?
Okay.
We're here in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Yeah, we're on the air. What's new?
Okay. What's up?
Well, you know what, Danny? We have had the worst luck calling people all week.
How come?
You know, you tell me. We tried to call Cuba to talk to Fidel Castro.
Hmm?
And the operator says they can't get any calls into Cuba. We tried to call Iraq because, you know, we shot a missile at one of their planes the other day. You can't call into Iraq, all right? We tried to call the newspaper in Newburgh, New York, because we want to ask them some questions about this baseball team that's supposed to be moving down to our area next year. And we get your call cannot be completed as dialed.
It's a conspiracy.
You can reach the Wonder Pony.
And after several tries, your number was busy for the last hour.
Well, you know, something hit somewhere.
And I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a service called Wireless Flash.
Right.
And that's what it is. They ran a story, and it goes to radio stations, and you were mentioned in there.
Well, they're a very good service because a lot of people have been calling, and I've just been basically saying, hi, can I call you back? Hi.
Well, we ambushed you, so.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, how did you get started being the Wonder Pony?
Actually, I was managing a dude ranch.
Yeah.
And I noticed right away that the women would go right to the horses and the men right to the bar.
Yeah, right, right.
And I said, this is very interesting, and I've always been an entertainer of some sort, and I was asked to do a party once. I said, let me throw this in, and it went over really big.
I've been reading about you, like, in the Village Voice and stuff.
Yeah, it's been around a while.
I'm from the Bronx originally.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, I grew up reading, you know, the New York papers, and you were always, like, turning up in discos and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. A lot of clubs, a lot of bachelorette parties.
Right. You get 100 and a half for a bachelorette party?
I'm sorry?
You get 100 and a half, 150
yeah,
bucks?
Yeah, it's a going price for entertainment for a bachelorette party.
Like, now, how long do they get for 150 bucks?
Oh, well, everybody there gets at least a picture on the pony. I mean, if it's not that big, everybody always gets rides. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's something they can get involved in, you know.
It's
fun and all that, but, you know, you can't really take pictures and you can't touch, you know, and it's like this you actually get involved with and you can take pictures and freak people out. It's just horseplay.
And is the saddle, like, custom made?
Yes, very much so. It's fitted to me. It's got fluorescent tubing on it. I have lights that shoot out of my mouth. It looks nice. Self-adjusting stirrups. Oh, yeah, it's very scientific.
Self-adjusting stirrups.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yes, I think my wife went to a gynecologist like that. how long have you been doing this?
About 10 years.
God bless America.
Yeah, huh?
All you know? I mean, all my life, okay, my dad, you know, I mentioned this a little while ago. My dad always said, you can't get anywhere working for a living. You got to have some kind of a gimmick.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, no one ever notices me. Even in New York City, I can't get into clubs with me. As soon as I show up as Danny right in, you know.
When you got the saddle on.
Right.
It's ride 'em cowboy. Do they ever get on with spurs and start kicking you in the hips?
No. The ASPCA is a friend of mine. They get real uptight.
Yeah? And this is like a good living for you?
Yeah. It's fun. I'm involved in the theater and stuff. But, no, this act is like... It goes over well, and I enjoy doing it. I have fun doing it. It's the mainstay.
Is this your main source of income?
Yeah.
What else do you do?
I do other things, like I said, you know, theater-orientated, but no, this is... Performing live is my love. You know?
How many nights a week are you working, being the pony?
Oh, not enough. Could always use more, but no, I usually work 4 or 5 nights a week, you know.
God, 100 and a half.
That's why last night I worked, and that's why I'm a little hoarse today. Sorry about the voice.
Yeah, so you were out. What did you do last night? A bachelor party?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was actually in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Where downtown?
In the Village.
Yeah.
In the Village.
So was it a bachelorette party?
Oh, yeah, ladies only, thank you.
Oh, really? Okay. You don't work like gay clubs and stuff?
No. And which I'm not anti-gay. I have a lot of gay friends. It's just it goes over well with women. You know, I mean,
right? Yeah.
They dance with Ginger Rogers instead of Gene Kelly because it just was more of a better art form for him. And this is ladies riding is just a more natural thing.
See, you should have like franchises.
No. only one Wonder Pony.
I'm serious. You could franchise this thing around the country.
No, liability would be too high.
Feet in the stirrups.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I see like you know Mick Ponies.
Oh God!
You know
1 million ridden, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. 1 million ridden. That's right.
After a while, you'd have falling arches.
Yeah. Oh man.
Sorry.
You can't be everywhere, Danny. I mean, you're only one pony, you know.
Right.
But if you had like a guy in Philadelphia. You know?
No.
Bill the Wonder Pony.
No. Listen, hold on. I give out my Pony Express number.
Knock yourself out.
Okay. The Pony Express number is 973-674-0007. That's 674-0007.
How far will you go to, like, work?
Oh, I'll go to anywhere to work.
I assume, like...
That battle will travel.
I assume that they pay for expenses, right, if you were to come out here, say?
Well, yeah, or a higher fee, but yeah, I mean, it always works out, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, like anyone else. But listen, I have to go horse around.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye, Danny.
Okay, hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
care, man.
Okay.
Bye.
Now, I'm not making fun of this guy. I'm envious.
Want me to get your saddle?
We got to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Right.
We got to come in here, all right? He's got women riding on his back,
uh-huh.
Okay? Rides him around the stupid thing. He gets 100 and a half, and he's out of there. Right?
Tell you what, we can do it for kids. We get a small saddle. Ride old horses.
Right.
Ride old horses whose guts hit the ground.
Or old ladies. A nice tame pony for you, ma'am. All aboard, Grandma. Well, he works kiddie birthday parties.
Yeah.
He as well as bachelorette parties. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not making fun of this guy. I wish to God I had thought of it. Man, what a scam. And come on, you know damn well, okay? He ain't claiming everything on the tax.